Pleasantville girls golf team's coming off of a very successful outing against Carlisle last night. We're joined by three members of the Trojans girls golf squad as we talk right now with Charlie Vanderpool, Morgan Marsh, and Ashley Johnner. And first of all, to all you ladies, looking forward to talking to you. This is going to be a little bit of fun. Let's go ahead and start with last night. You were over at Norwalk to take on Carlisle. You end up shooting a 172, which is a pretty salty score in golf, period, and especially in girls golf. And I know that was something that really had your coach impressed. So, Charlie, I just want to start with you. What did it take to have a successful round like that over at Carlisle, or over against Carlisle, I should say?
It really just teamwork, basically. I know we're all cheering each other on, and I know when we see each other out on the golf course, we're just waving thumbs up or thumbs down whether you're doing good or not. And it's just teamwork. It leads a team, and that's what we have a good thing on our team.
Ashley, you were the medalist for the meet. What were you seeing out there on the course that was allowing you to hit your shots and be successful, I guess, with the score that you had?
Well, Norwalk is a pretty good course for the kind of golf that I play because I can hit a pretty straight shot off the tee box usually, and it was pretty short, so I was hitting wedges into the green, and my putting was helping me a lot.
Morgan, for you, you had mentioned to me you were the medalist in the previous meet, going back to taking on Pelahi and Knoxville on Monday. First of all, bigger school competition. I know that meet usually kind of comes after prom. You got this one ahead of time. I'm sure that was exciting to beat a couple of good squads.
Oh, it was very exciting. It was a little nerve-wracking for me because I did get sick the week before, and so I really tried to pull through for the team and really wanted to win against Pella and Knoxville because when I was a freshman, they both beat us pretty bad. And so I haven't missed a golf meet my whole career, so I kind of just pulled through, and I really wanted to beat them. I really wanted us to win.
Charlie, before we caught up with you for this interview, you were out just a little bit ago doing some putting work, kind of chipping around the green. I know that's been an emphasis. Coach Calhoun was talking to me about really wanting to work on the short game. How do you see that progress coming along? What are the areas that this team needs to improve upon to be even better?
If you want to be a good golf team, you have to get your putting and chipping down. And we all like to practice on the chipping and putting green, so that's one of the things that makes a good team.
I find that interesting because most of the time it's not a ton of fun to work on the short game. Usually you want to kind of get it out and grip it and rip it, basically. So how do you kind of change that school of thought, Morgan, to be more focused on some of the shorter stuff and some of the more menial tasks in golf?
Some nights when it's a little slower on the course, we'll have friendly competitions between each other and play best shot, best putt, whatever. And we really do try to make it fun. And Coach Calhoun always emphasizes, you know, it doesn't matter how long you hit the ball. You have to have short game. It's just all in your attitude, and that's what makes a good golfer.
Ashley, in the win in the triangular over Pella and Knoxville on Monday, you were in Pleasantville. You were on your home course here at the Pleasantville Country Club. What advantages do you feel like you have on your home course over the other teams that come in?
Well, our course is, if you don't play it a lot, it can be pretty hard. But for us, it's just second nature. We know exactly where we need to hit the ball and what clubs to use and stuff. And a lot of the girls that I was playing with were getting really caught up in the trees and then couldn't get out and stuff. So I feel like we have a pretty good advantage over other teams at our home course.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking with Pleasantville girls golfers Ashley Johnner, Morgan Marsh, and Charlie Vanderpool. I wanted to talk to all of you, and I can ask you all this same question. Which meet so far this year has been the most fun for you, and why? And Charlie, I'll come back to you on this one.
Yesterday we all did amazing, so it's always really exciting to get a really good score individually and as a team, and it's just double exciting when you do really good. So yeah, well, yesterday's meet was...
Morgan, for you.
I'd have to agree with Charlie. Yesterday's meet, I didn't score the best. I shot a 41, but I just love playing at Countryside because it is such a short course, and on those little par fours, I drove right to the green. In fact, on one of the holes, I drove past it quite a ways, and it's just, you know, fun going to a different course besides ours because you can't really drive to the green in most of ours. So just the fact that it was easy to par and birdie a lot of those holes was fun.
Ashley, for you.
I'd say the same. It's, of course, always fun to win, and especially as a team, too. We were 6 strokes, I think, off of our overall team record with 2 championship teams behind us and not necessarily being the most prepared team that we've been in past years. We have to really work on getting that 4th score, which Kaylee and Allie did an amazing job. But like Morgan was saying, it's fun stepping on the tee box and knowing that you have a chance to have an eagle putt if you can drive the hole and stuff. So yesterday was the most fun.
I know it's been an active time of year. Last week there was the band trip I know that was going on, and then also we've got prom coming up this weekend. So I guess kind of with that in mind, what are some of the other things that each of you are involved in, whether they be school activities or stuff you like to do with your friends or jobs that you've got? What else keeps you busy in your time when you're not playing golf?
The thing that keeps me busy most is schoolwork. I mean, I am involved in a lot of other things, but I'm a senior and I'm in college prep, and that's just kicking my butt right now. So I'm just busy with schoolwork and golf and band and vocals.
Morgan, for you.
Schoolwork, definitely. Just getting everything ready to graduate here in a month. I am a waitress down at the Checkerboard. Also, just friends in general. I do like to spend time with my friends and family as well. So.
And Ashley?
Same. I like to spend time with my friends and family, and I'm in vocal and on Pleasantville's dance team, which takes up a lot of time when I'm not golfing.
I mentioned prom coming up this weekend. What's left in the school year that you're excited to look forward to? And I can go ahead and back to you, Ashley. You're the junior out of the bunch, so you don't get to say graduation, but I know there's still things you're looking forward to.
Well, definitely prom. We're trying to get everything together and decorated. And then after that, just hopefully making it to state golf again.
Morgan, I know you had told me earlier graduation was definitely something that was on the forefront of things you were looking forward to. What else is on the way?
I am really looking forward to alumni. In Pleasantville, we have this thing where, I don't know, what is it? Like, it's something like Pleasantville's
initiation.
Pleasantville's the only town, I should say, that still does something like that. And it's just a tradition here, and I just feel like it's like an honor to be a part of that because Pleasantville is known for it. And also, I can't wait till districts and regionals and possibly state. That's something I'm really looking forward to.
Other than graduation and not having homework anymore, there's really nothing I'm really excited for unless it's like a golf meet or definitely making to state. If we make it to state again, I'll be super pumped. But.
Well, speaking about goals for state, let's kind of come back to golf for a little bit. This is a squad that a year ago was state champions, and I know a lot of you are returning from that and very excited about that. What will it take this season to be able to replicate that feat? And I know that's a big goal, but what will it take to do it over again?
Teamwork and like consistent scoring. We all have to depend on each other. We all have to work as a team, and it's just that's one of the things you got to do to make it state. And I think we have the possibility of making it state again, definitely.
Morgan, Charlie right there mentioned teamwork. She's mentioned that a couple times, and I know before we started this interview that all of you girls talked about doing a lot more team building this year. What have you done to try to make this a tighter knit group, and what have you seen as a benefit from that?
Before every meet, we all have just a talk, just to kind of pep each other up. Other than that, I mean, during school, we all just try to talk to each other before the meet and say nice things to each other and just really bring each other up.
Ashley, the combination of you three in some way or another has usually been the top three scores at the meets so far. But of course, we know that to be successful as a team, you need your number four or number five golfer to also card a good score. How have you been working with those girls to kind of boost them up and help them to round out this team and make this Pleasantville girls squad successful?
Well, I just try to always be positive with them, and you can tell they've been shooting a lot better than last year. And Allie, as a freshman, first two meets, and she came in with two very solid scores. And she had pneumonia and was on the band trip, so she was gone for 3 weeks and golfed yesterday and shot a 53, I think, which
We're
was
really
amazing.
Proud of her.
Yeah. So then after every meet, just pump them up like, oh, that's awesome, good score and stuff. And I think it really helps their confidence, and they know that they have to, and the pressure is good for them.
One final question for you. You'd kind of mentioned to me that last year it felt a little bit of sorts like you were the underdog to win the state title, and you were able to get it done, and it feels like maybe the odds are stacked up against you a little more this season. Do you enjoy the role of being the underdog and not having people expect big things of you?
I don't know. I don't really think we're the underdog. I think last year we had a really strong team and we were undefeated, and I thought we had a really great chance of winning state, and I knew we had like one or two competitors that were going to be a challenge, but we kind of just went right through them and we just took the championship. So I think we have just as great a chance as last year to win state this year.
So Morgan, does that mean there's a little bit maybe of a target on the back then this season? Are there teams that kind of gun for you?
PCM, that was our first meet of the year, and before us they played three meets and they really wanted to win. You could tell they really wanted to win that meet, but what was it, six strokes? I don't think they were happy. So yeah, we are a target, and I feel like we are the underdog, especially last year, because I remember we won, and I was talking to one of the girls that I played with, and she's like, I've never even heard of Pleasantville before. Like, you came out of nowhere. And so that's why I thought it was kind of cool to beat everyone. They hadn't even heard of us.
And then, Ashley, last question for you. There were so many accomplishments from the squad a season ago. You look at trying to do some of the same things this year, have an undefeated regular season, win the conference, win districts. How high do those goals rank on your list of things to get accomplished this season?
Oh, definitely. I think that we can do all that and more. I'm looking at a conference title. I think that we have everything in us to give them a run for it, and maybe districts again, hopefully make it on to regionals. And I set the bar as high as making it to state and hopefully placing well there. So I think we have a good team that can do it.
You've been a lot of fun to track so far. We want to wish you the best luck in the future. Thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it. It was fun to talk to you, and we look forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Thank you.
Once again, members of the Pleasantville girls golf team, again, Charlie Vanderpool, Ashley Johnner, and Morgan Marsh. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.